Let us begin for the day. We start by acknowledging what has brought us here, or at least what has brought you here. Most often your mind can't bring you here. Your ego cannot bring you here. Something more than that, that seeks itself, has brought you here. This has to be clearly understood. Something within you that demands more than the demand of the mind and the ego has brought you here. To this exact moment, and in astrology, this is the degree of enlightenment. Right now. So we begin by acknowledging what is that that has brought you here. Again, understand it is not your mind. Nor your ego. Not even something conscious in you. Something most often which remains hidden, but is in operation in you. It is like a woman going into labor. It is not a conscious effort. It's not even whether she wants it or not. When it's time, it's time. I want you to rely on that before we begin this 10-day epic journey. That something more than the mind, the ego, and the conscious is on the move. You are called upon to surrender to that. And when you surrender to that, more than that which you are aware as you, begins to operate. A force beyond you comes into operation. It would be interesting for you to know that most people miss this force. They make a comedy fest out of their own life by thinking the mind and the ego is what is in operation. It's like hunger, looking for food. It's beyond mind, beyond ego. It is a supreme biology in you, like that which keeps you breathing. Not you, something more than you. So to reduce everything just to that mind is the folly. The effort has always been to help you to find this. That is more to move you forward. The fool thinks he does, the wise know, God does. If that word can be used here. So onslaught we begin. Not that which is conscious in you that has brought you here. Most often that conscious is the hindrance. You can't want this. You can't will this. Your effort has no place in this. You have come because something more than you is demanding you to wake up to itself. So the quest is to discover that which is beyond you right now, that is requesting you to be in the now. You can't meditate because to say, I want to meditate, it is something reduced to the very mind, to your very effort, which is the part of the ego. I tell you an incident. It happened that we organized this session to start at 3. I went to bed last night, or at least I tried. The only sense I had is to start it at 11 something. It's not even clear why 11 something. So I said, okay. It is not the me that decided on that. The me wanted it 3 so I can sleep much longer. 11 something. I'm not saying I hear voices, I don't. Not a voice spoke to me and said, start it, Dhyan Bimal. No. Then I came here and I said, okay, we'll start it about 11:30. And then we happened to check a bit on the astrological degree. It is the only time is the degree of enlightenment. By right, I should not be surprised. It is how it is. So first, I shall call all of you just to honor you in this retreat as great fools. For thinking you do something. So you may not be a fool all during these 10 days. Thinking your will has something to do with it. That your mind can do things in this life. You understand? If you follow this, it's the most loving thing I can do for you. My way. You can't do this. It is your mind, which is what messed you up. Your ego, which tried to take control of things it can never take control, is what befooled you. So I'm asking, before we begin for today, remember what brought you. It cannot be your mind. it is incapable of this arrangement. It cannot be the ego which is fussing about lying about itself. It has to be the more that envelops every one of us here that must be in operation. The cunning man digs his own grave, thinking he's doing great service to himself. The wise allows the more to move him. For my enlightenment dictates, I don't do anything. The I has not acted in a very long time. Nor the mind has planned anything. Just the more in motion. For that I tell you, recognize yourself rightly for what brought you here. For the fool you all may have been, there is something more than you that brought you, which is not a fool, which is pure intelligence. So you shall attempt not to bring the self nor the mind into play in these 10 days, nor rely upon it in any shape, form. Just live out that instinct that brought you here. You want to call it the faith? You want to call it the fool? You want to romantically call it God? You want to call it love? You want to call it truth? Whatever you may call it. I just happen to simply call it me. As we breathe into this moment, we make an absolute commitment not to let that cunning mind and the fool which is the self to interfere with that which brought you here right now in this space and time. You will discover it. Again, it is not your smartness. It is not your mathematics. I am saying it again. Rely on that which keeps your heart beating, your breath moving, love flowing. It is definitely not the you you have identified as you. Like an artist making a painting. Afterward he says, I don't even know how I did it. What he's declaring is, that work was beyond his mind, beyond the capability of his ego, something more. You understand? That is the magic of you. The commitment is, I will not let my smartness come into play, nor my cunning mind, nor my false self, and make any claimant. I will simply leave it to the will of the will that moves me, makes me live, takes me to where I should be to learn the lesson for the awakening I need to go through. And what you need to remember now, for so long you became unconscious of it. Relax the body. Something more is at play. Let the mind go wherever it wants to go. Give yourself up to the will of the will, the will of the all. This shall be the first mastery for you. Forget about everything that I've said before. Not a single thing that I've said in the past worth remembering with this new insight. That is junior high. Become very conscious in you that fights, in you that is smart, in you that thinks it maneuvers itself. The first mastery, abandon it or at least suspend it for the next 10 days. And allow the will of the will, I call it, to do what it may. For to this point, it has brought you right. Know this effort is more than me, my mind, my will, my effort. You simply allow. For a few minutes, be in this. Then we begin rightly.